Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Bob Dunn. I'm from Divine Millamette, and I'm here today representing the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce. Chris Williams, who's the president of the chamber, had wanted to be here to testify in opposition to this bill. He had to fly out of state, and he asked me to just convey a couple of points to the committee. First of all, the Nashua Chamber has been in the forefront of the property rights issue on the side of eminent domain. Back in 2002, the chamber drafted and got passed to the House and Senate a bill that would have given businesses replacement cost as compensation for eminent domain. And then after the Kelo decision was issued by the U.S. Supreme Court, the Nashua Chamber supported the efforts at changing the statutes here in New Hampshire. But one of the things that that has taught the chamber is that eminent domain is a two-way street. That while the property owners have fundamental rights, the whole premise behind eminent domain is the idea that in some defined, limited circumstances, the private rights of particular individuals yield to the greater rights of the public. And those of us who traveled on interstate highways to get here or used electricity this morning more than likely were the beneficiaries of some sort of eminent domain taking in order to produce those public benefits. The use of the eminent domain authority for providing electricity is something that goes way back. There's the New Hampshire Supreme Court decision in 1904, where the Supreme Court said that the use of eminent domain authority for providing electricity was manifestly a public use. And so that concept has been in place in our state for over a century. And that is why Mr. Williams has asked me to convey to you the chamber's opposition to this bill. Because the bill carves out this limited exception, because it not only would undoubtedly put a stop to the Northern Pass project, but it applies to all future transmission projects. And we've heard testimony today already about what the possible consequences of that might be with the whole issue of what the full scope of this bill actually might be. And so for those reasons, the chamber would ask that you vote ITL on this bill. Thank you.